Now, you might be thinking, that's just good management, the idea of getting the right people around you. What's new about that? On one level, we have to agree, it is just plain old-fashioned good management. But what stands out with such distinction in the good-to-great companies are two key points that made them quite different. To be clear, the main point of this chapter is not just about assembling the right team. That's nothing new. The main point is to first get the right people on the bus and the wrong people off the bus before you figure out where to drive it. The second key point is the degree of sheer rigor needed in people decisions in order to take a company from good to great. First two is a very simple idea to grasp and a very difficult idea to do, and most don't do it well. It's easy to talk about paying attention to people decisions, but how many executives have the discipline of David Maxwell, who held off on developing a strategy until he got the right people in place, while the company was losing $1 million every single business day with $56 billion of loans underwater? When Maxwell became CEO of Fannie Mae during its darkest days, the board desperately wanted to know how he was going to rescue the company. Despite the immense pressure to act, to do something dramatic, to seize the wheel and start driving, Maxwell focused first on getting the right people on the Fannie Mae management team. His first act was to interview all the officers. He sat them down and said, "Look, this is going to be a very hard challenge. I want you to think about how demanding this is going to be. If you don't think you're going to like it, that's fine. Nobody's going to hate you." Maxwell made it absolutely clear that there would only be seats for A players who were going to put forth an A-plus effort, and if you weren't up for it, you had better get off the bus and get off now. One executive who had just uprooted his life and career to join Fannie Mae came to Maxwell and said, "I listened to you very carefully, and I don't want to do this." He left and went back to where he came from. In all, 14 of 26 executives left the company, replaced by some of the best, smartest, and hardest-working executives in the entire world of finance. The same standard applied up and down the Fannie Mae ranks, as managers at every level increased the caliber of their teams and put immense peer pressure upon each other, creating high turnover at first when some people just didn't pan out. "We had a saying, you can't fake it at Fannie Mae," said one executive team member. "Either you knew your stuff or you didn't, and if you didn't, you'd just blow out of here." Wells Fargo and Fannie Mae both illustrate the idea that who questions come before what questions, before vision, before strategy, before tactics, before organizational structure, before technology. Dick Cooley and David Maxwell both exemplified a classic Level 5 style when they said, "I don't know where we should take this company, but I do know that if I start with the right people, ask them the right questions, and engage them in vigorous debate, we will find a way to make this company great."